Welcome back to Read at Will. I am the reader. We continue with Chapter 9 of How to Win a Nintendo Double Dribble. Type: basketball game. Objective: with 5 players on each team and 4 periods of play, you must score more buckets than your opponent. Layout: the screen is a full-court basketball arena, complete with cheering crowd, halftime entertainment, team mascots, an organist, and even the Star Spangled Banner. Scroll: the screen moves from side to side, as the players do. Heroes' powers: your players have all the abilities of a real hoopster, dribbling, passing, jump shots, and stealing the ball, not to mention dunks, such as a standard dunk, back dunk, and one-hander. You can only do this one when you go for a layup unopposed. Moreover, each team has its specialties. The Boston Frogs make precision jump shots and are demons on offense. The Los Angeles Breakers display TNT teamwork. The Chicago Hawks are extremely aggressive. They'll steal you blind and tend to hit shots from the corners. And the New York Eagles are fast as well as accurate, seeking three-pointers more often than the other teams. Heroes' weaknesses: having the ball stolen, missing a shot, stepping out of bounds, or throwing the ball away, fouling another player, traveling, failing to inbound the ball within 24 seconds, not getting the ball across the midcourt line in 10 seconds, and holding the ball for 5 seconds without dribbling. Your players can also run into the backboard. And though they won't be hurt, they sure as spit won't make the shot. Another problem area is pressing the B button from beyond midcourt. Not only is it unlikely that you'll make the basket, but it's very difficult for a teammate to retrieve the ball. About your enemies: if you're playing a computer team, CPU, they are naggingly adept at stealing and making baskets. The higher the level, the more skilled they become. Menu: a player can challenge the computer on easy, medium, and difficult levels. Or players can battle one another. In any case, you can select your team, except for Boston when you tackle the CPU, as well as the time limit for each period. Timer: you can choose 5, 10, 20, or 30-minute periods. Time in the game is half that of real time. That is, the 5-minute period is only 2.5 minutes. Scoring: you can earn 3 points for every shot taken inside the 3-point line, and 2 points for shots from inside. Note: if you take a 3-point jump shot but don't release the ball until your feet have crossed the line, you're only going to get 2 points for the bucket. Nor are there extra points for beautifully executed dunks. Patterns: the player returns to their positions after each period. Get the ball under their own backboard when the other team scores, and always takes the ball out from a few points near where it went out of bounds. Beginner's strategies: for starters, don't be the first one up in the center circle for the jump ball. Jump a moment after your adversary, and you'll get the ball. As a rule, it may not be slick, but it works on defense. Keep slapping the A and B buttons simultaneously. The B button ensures that the player nearest the ball will be eligible to steal it, while the A button enables him to do so. Be sure, though, to lift your finger from the B button as soon as you have the ball, otherwise you'll automatically throw it. Again, on defense, as soon as the opposing player crosses the midcourt line, start moving one of your players towards him from under the basket. This leaves you vulnerable to a pass, but it also forces your opponent to make both that pass and shoot quickly. Better that than letting him get under the hoop. The game doesn't let you stuff your opponent as well as you might like. Be alert to whomever is flashing when the other team takes the ball in. If you steal it this close to your opponent's basket, it's an easy 2 points. When you're inbounding the ball, switch flashing players at the last second to keep your adversary off balance. On offense, shoot from the X markers on the court whenever possible. If you're taking a 3-point shot, release the B button when the player is on the way down. You'll get more distance that way. On the dunks, Shooting close to the basket will let you make a standard two-point dunk. Jumping higher allows you to do a one-hander, and actually getting just under the basket will produce a back dunk. Pay close attention to the sounds. A swish, and you can rest easy. A clang means the ball has hit the rim, and you'd better be prepared to get the rebound. Also be ready to go in for the rebound after the second of any free throws. As for passing again, it isn't like real life, but it works. When you have the ball, keep the A button down and the controller pointed toward the basket. You'll literally rocket the ball ahead, even if your opponent's watching for this. There's little anyone can do to stop you. Keep an eye on the timer. You can use it to your advantage. If you're far ahead, eat up the clock by passing, dribbling, or waiting until the last possible moment to take the ball in. As the warning buzzer sounds, meaning that the period is about to end, race toward the basket and shoot from wherever you are. Better to try and get the basket than to eat the ball. Finally, make sure you are in position under the basket to get the rebounds. Advanced strategy. When playing the computer, especially on level 3, watch for the steals. The CPOs are pros. Keep the ball moving, passing to any player who isn't near one of the CPU players. If you hold on to the ball, or if you let your opponent run up beside you, you're going to lose it. Among teams that you can use against CPU, Chicago will give you the surest chance of victory. Par. Winning, in all fairness to the average player, if you come within 10 points of the computer on level 3, you're doing very well. NES advantage. The joystick is better than the controller for the precise movement of players. Training tips. Play a two-player game with just one team. That will allow you to study positions and to try out your own shot. With practice, hitting three-pointers is actually as easy as doing a layup. Also, challenge the computer on the third level. You'll be blanked for a while, but you'll accomplish two things. Apart from learning humility, you'll see what kinds of moves win a game, and you'll practice shooting and passing under extreme pressure. Also, try various teams against CPU to polish different skills. Rating. Not only is the game fun for the family, but the graphics and sound effects are spectacular. Particularly noteworthy, the squeaking of the sneakers and the way the player goes in for the dunk. Challenge A. Graphics A. Sound effects A+. This has been Read at Will.